Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
For most of Donald Trump's career, bullying people has worked out for him, but not now, because I won't let it happen. The American people won't let it happen.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is doubling down on warning troops against following illegal orders as the administration is under increased scrutiny for what could be war crimes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wants Kelly investigated and possibly court-martialed for saying soldiers should disregard unlawful instructions. But Hegseth himself is facing intense questions over whether he gave illegal orders in strikes on Venezuelan boats accused of smuggling drugs. A bipartisan group in Congress wants an investigation of an attack on survivors after one boat was struck, arguing it could be a war crime and against U.S. law. The White House says Hegseth did give the order to the admiral, who then directed the second strike, but both men were within their legal authority. Meanwhile, the White House is blaming the Biden administration for letting the suspected shooter of two National Guard members into the country. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Ramanullah Lakhanwal wasn't vetted after the withdrawal from Afghanistan. She says President Donald Trump's immigration policies and the latest crackdowns will, quote, preserve the integrity and character of the national identity.
The tragedy we just witnessed the day before Thanksgiving is a reminder that untold thousands of terrorists, gang members, and criminals were invited into our country and remain here to this very day. The border is now secure, thanks to President Trump.
Lakhanwal was repeatedly vetted while working for the CIA during the war and actually had his stay in the U.S. finally approved by the current administration. And close to three-quarters of people held in ICE detention now have no criminal record. Healthcare costs are rising, and a new report finds states like Pennsylvania are seeing record increases in the number of kids without insurance. Becky Ludwig with Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children says it's not clear why, but it is happening.
Hispanic children have seen a pretty large increase in the number of uninsured, as well as children living in families with lower resources or lower incomes. There's a widening gap we're seeing in terms of children who have insurance based off their family income.
In a month, expanded ACA premium subsidies expire. Trump proposed extending them, but then backed away under GOP criticism. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says they intend to hold Republicans to their promise of voting on the issue this month, although it's not clear when.
Republicans have done nothing over the last several months to address the healthcare crisis they have created, and they continue to refuse to take yes for an answer.
Indiana's House of Representatives unveiled a proposed congressional map eliminating both districts held by Democrats. Initially, the state refused to join the redistricting arms race initiated at Trump's urging. Democratic State Representative Matt Pierce says the current special session violates the rule requiring majority and minority parties to agree on what's to be considered before one is called. He says in this case, the minority leader wasn't even consulted.
What we have here is the majority party has decided this political task of saving the president and the Republicans in the U.S. Congress is the essential business to be conducted that justifies breaking these rules and coming in early.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.